be as tired. She wanna touch the sky. She wanna walk a little harder to be a number one.
That's the pop singer turned women deliver young leader William Otok of Tanzania singing his song Girls on YouTube.
This song that I did talks about giving girls access to education and contraceptives so that they can stay girls and not mamas when they're not ready.
Today, Otok works with the International Youth Alliance for Family Planning, a network for young people.
What we do is to build their capacity, support them with their small initiatives in their communities, advocacy, community mobilization, sensitivity, gender issues, whatever they want to do, we are supporting them.
What is your actual work involved in a concrete level?
It's a lot of things. Policy dialogues with the government and policymakers, trying to like engage them and see how we can change policies, improve policies and programs that we can reach a lot of young people.
The group's work firmly aligns with several of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, which include good health and well-being.
Our aim is to make sure that young people and women and everybody in general stay healthy.
Otok asserts that for youth, staying healthy also means being informed about sexuality and reproduction.
Young girls, they don't have enough information because sex is a taboo in most of our communities. People don't want to talk about sex openly, and so we see a lot of teenage pregnancies, we see a lot of unsafe abortions, we see a lot of gender-based violence, things like this. So our work is to empower people, and by doing that, we're not telling people abstain. We're telling people do whatever you want to do, but you have to be informed to make the right choices. By empowering women with information and the power to make decisions on their own bodies, we're just giving them power. And once you give them power, then we can realize gender equality.
At 29, Women Deliver youth leader Dr. Juwani Bewa already holds a medical degree, a master's degree in public health, and is on track for a PhD. Bewa also teaches rural girls in her native Benin.
We talk about menstruation, how to take care of themselves as young girls, as young women. But also, we talk about sexual intercourses and how to use a condom.
There must be a lot of laughs during that.
There are a lot of laughs, but a lot of interest because they want to understand.
Dr. Bewa is accustomed to the public spotlight. However, her activism stems from a deeply personal experience. When she and her friend were 12, her friend became pregnant, then died from an illegal abortion.
So at this moment, I start thinking about how can I just a little bit start to contribute to improve awareness. And after that, advocacy, and after that, bringing my work into the policy level.
In 2010, Bewa founded the Young Beninese Leaders Association, or YBLA.
It started with a march, a simple march with 300 people, and it became a big campaign throughout the world.
Recently, YBLA received a grant from the First Lady Michelle Obama Young African Women's Leaders Small Grant Program. Bewa parlayed the money into an education and advocacy effort that has touched the lives of some 3,000 girls in Benin. Bewa is proud to say that hers is a progressive country, open to change.
But I think we need to do more to make sure that there are more spaces and opportunities in Africa to support young women who are willing to put themselves out there. We have ideas and initiatives, but how do we sustain that? It requires a strong support system. Young people are passionate to push the UN agenda and to advocate for what is meaningful for us.
The work continues, as it must, according to Women Deliver CEO Katya Iverson, who adds, young leaders are not only the leaders of tomorrow, they are the leaders of today. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
She says she wants to fight, she says she wants to run.